all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd
Welcome,
send
folks.
Him some homemade wine.
You are here listening to the Trump Phenomenon. Today is May 9th, 2018. We'll be live next hour. Some of you will be able to get in on the show by calling 800-313-9443. And we've got another 24-hour cycle in which the Trump phenomenon has delivered. Donald Trump, he's the phenomenon. He has delivered, once again, a lot of good news for us patriots. And this promises to be the case every single day for his entire eight-year term. And think of what he's reversing here. 8 years of Obama. Can you imagine how much harm was done to our nation that you never heard about, the news never reported? How many tens of thousands of deep state Saul Alinsky operatives were installed in our government? 8 years of that. Every day, more of that happened. So day by day, we're going to crawl back with Donald Trump at the helm. Good news yesterday in the primaries. We'll cover that tonight. That'll be in our discussion. Also in our discussion, Donald Trump reverses the Iran deal. I like that. And we'll start out with those two things. Let's go to Donald Trump, his discussion of the elections last night. Here's what Donald Trump said. President Donald Trump celebrated the conclusion of several Republican primaries across the country and looked forward to the midterm elections. The Republican Party had a great night, Trump wrote on Twitter. Tremendous voter energy and excitement. And all candidates are those who have a great chance of winning in November. Republicans held primary elections in West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey defeated the establishment favorite Representative Evan Jenkins, also Republican, and coal businessman Don Blankenship, signaling a big victory for grassroots conservatives. And folks, that's exactly what we're looking for here. As the left has lost its mojo, we're looking for big mo. Big momentum, and that's what we have here with these primaries. Outsider businessman Mike Braun won the Indiana Senate Republican primary, defeating two Republican congressmen currently serving in Washington, D.C. So there's some more big mo. In North Carolina, Representative Walter Jones, Republican of North Carolina, survived a tough primary challenge by lobbyist Scott Dacey. Trump specifically praised Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine, who won the Republican primary for governor over Ohio, governor of Ohio, over his opponent, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, who was backed by outgoing, and you all may boo now, Governor John, let's hear the boos, Kasich. Trump said he will be a great governor, that is Mike DeWine, with a heavy focus on health care and jobs. His socialist opponent in November should not do well, that's the Democrat, a big failure in his last job. Unquote. Trump signaled optimism that Republicans would do well in the midterms. He said, the economy is so strong. And with Nancy Pelosi wanting to end the big tax cuts and raise taxes, why wouldn't we win? And there you have it. So there's our man's reaction to good outcomes yesterday in Republican primaries. Then turning to Donald Trump's action vis-a-vis Iran, let's see what we can come up with here as for coverage there. Here it is. This is how Sean Hannity covered it yesterday.
Intelligence, President Trump had long promised to scrap what a terrible deal he inherited. He kept his promise. Watch this.
My number one priority.
Oh, let me interrupt for a second. You're going to hear three segments in which Donald Trump is on the primary trail. This is, remember the Donald Trump we knew on this show as a candidate who might be president, who had to work his way through 16 substantial opponents. Well, on that campaign trail, he talked about what he said was the terrible Iran deal. Did he mean it? Yes, he did. Look what he's done now. Isn't this wonderful? We're now seeing the actual enactment of things that were just ideas from candidate Trump on the primary trail. And you're going to hear from him. He's going to be speaking first in March of 2016 from Washington, D.C., at a rally there. Then you'll hear him speaking from Cleveland later in July of 2016. And finally, you'll hear him in September of 2015. Boy, we've been going at this for a while, haven't we? September of 2015, just 3 months after, less than 3 months after he announced his candidacy, speaking from Capitol Hill. Here he is. Not speaking currently. This is Donald Trump, the candidate.
Is to dismantle the disastrous deal with Iran. I have been in business a long time. I know deal making. And let me tell you, this deal is catastrophic for America, for Israel, and for the whole of the Middle East. This was just prior to the signing of the Iran deal,
Cleveland,
which gave back to Iran $150 billion and gave us absolutely nothing. It will go down in history as one of the worst deals ever negotiated. Never, ever, ever in my life have I seen any transaction so incompetently negotiated as our deal with Iran. And I mean never.
Now, tonight, the president is fulfilling that very important campaign promise. After years of bowing down to dictators, kissing the rings of despots, America is once again leading on the world stage, peace through strength. This is so important because if history has taught us anything, it is that appeasement never works.
Beautifully said. And that last clip you heard from Donald Trump, that was in September of 2015. And by the way, watching him, you know, that's getting on to being, you know, a year and a half ago. You know, they say that the presidency really ages you and really wears you down. You can see that hair getting gray and falling out and the wrinkles appearing. and the worry wrinkles in the forehead. Donald Trump looks great. He looks as president. He looks very much as he did on the campaign trail. So he's holding up very well, as his doctor, Dr. Jackson, who got destroyed by leftist Democrats when he was nominated to be the administrator of the Veterans Administration. He was destroyed, but he gave that great physical to our president, saying he can easily last through the two terms as a very fit president. Let me just open up the call lines here. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443, and I can take calls at any time in the show. Oh, okay, the engineer's waving to me. Tom in Montana, what's on your mind, Tom? Hi.
I was just calling to let you know that I don't even watch regular news anymore since I discovered RBN. I think it's great. There's an outlet of truth. And I just wanted to call and thank you.
Well, Tom, thank you very much. And I've got a story coming up here later in the show, Tom, that you will really like. That illustrates George Orwell's point that the controlled media really has achieved the level of degradation that Orwell described in his book 1984 back in 1948. And that is a story, Tom, in which, if you remember, this great federal judge in Virginia, T.S. Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, Judge T.S. Ellis gave Robert Mueller a complete beatdown in his courtroom over the bogus case that he was bringing. He was coming to Judge Ellis, rather, for some powers that the judge wanted to okay. And the judge told Mueller basically to go to hell. It was a beautiful story, tremendous story. It was an earthquake of a story. But the media... There's a Patriot News. Well, I don't know if it's Patriot or not, but it's truthful. It's truthful, and if you're truthful, I guess you're a Patriot. A truthful website that keeps track of media coverage, and this incredible beatdown administered to Robert Mueller and his team of thugs, as Joe DiGenova correctly calls his team. This beatdown received a total in the national media, other than Fox, total, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, all of them, 30 seconds of coverage. So if one little story had been omitted, there would have been zero coverage. And that condition described in 1984, where a fact, an event occurs, but it goes whoop into the memory hole. It never happened. That's how close we've come to the edge of the black hole, Tom, before Donald Trump was elected. And I guess we're still there. We're still on the edge of that black hole. And thank you very much.
There's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, there sure is. And thank you for your appreciation of RBN and folks.
Especially your show.
Well, thank you. And folks... I can't tell you all on the air here, but Tom is a real patriot out there in Montana, and we owe him a lot of thanks, too. Well, Tom, brother, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All righty. That opens up a line. Let's go to, let's see if I can find that story on the 30 seconds. 30 seconds that they gave coverage. While I'm looking for that, yeah, here it is. Here it is. This is also on Hannity's show. You won't believe this. They actually make things go away. This is what they... I mean, it's as if the book 1984 is a manual that they use in the controlled media. They're following it so precisely. Here it is on Hannity.
Motivated. Now, this comes as the mainstream destroy Trump media continues to do Mueller's bidding. Now, according to Newsbusters, get this, CBS, NBC spent a combined 30 seconds on the recent beatdown last Friday of the special counsel investigation from a federal judge. And meanwhile, President Trump's poll numbers, they're rising. This despite a Newsbusters study showing that network news broadcasts in this country featured negative stories about the president 90% of the time. Wow. And I've told you journalism's dead. And breaking tonight, the Senate Intel Committee, they released its first report on Russia election interference. The big takeaway, the committee is now confirming no votes were changed by Russia during the 2016 presidential election. We'll continue to follow that story.
Amazing. 90% negative coverage of Donald Trump. So that's how the memory hole and the in 1984, George Orwell calls it the Ministry of Truth, or Mini-True. And Winston Smith, the hero of this dystopian novel, in other words, a world, an undesirable world imagined to come, rather than a utopia. In this dystopian world, the Ministry of Truth not only makes things they don't want to be, go away, disappear from your mind and mine, they also fabricate things that they want to be. So in this case, reporting negative stories on Donald Trump 90% of the time, and this is a tremendously successful president with, you know, all of the indicators of the country going up, the economy going up, the stock market going up, jobs going up, optimism among businessmen going up, all of it going up, the president's poll numbers going up. Well, wouldn't that generate some, doesn't up mean positive? Wouldn't that generate some positive stories about the president? No, 90% negative stories. So what they're doing, the Ministry of Truth, is making it up. Donald Trump is really unpopular. He's really a failure. He's a catastrophe. He's deplorable. He's horrible. He's despicable. And you know, some people, they count on the fact this is where their mojo was. Their mojo was that you and I and the rest of gullible America, we at one point believed this when the mojo was working, but the mojo is not working anymore, and the media is having, they're not only freaking out about Donald Trump, they have a second reason to freak out. Their mojo done gone. So the big mo belongs to patriots. Let's look at, there's some great stories in the last 24 hours. Let's just kind of, let me count the ways. Let's see here. Some of the good stories that are going for us here. I'll give you just a Congressman Scalise has got a great one that we'll cover right after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5151.
5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks. Steve Scalise is saying that we need to impeach Jeff Sessions. If Sessions cannot cough up from his Justice Department, which he ostensibly is in charge of, he's acting as if he's not at all in charge of the Justice Department. He needs to be impeached, and this is great. It's a growing chorus. Steve Scalise being the whip in the in Congress, very, very important guy. You know, maybe the number three guy in the House. That's a very important leader to come on with an unbelievable, you know, seemingly amazing statement that the Attorney General should be impeached because he's doing nothing. He's jamming the works. Something bad has happened to Jeff Sessions. And everybody who's talked about it, who knows him, said, you know, as far as I know, he's a good man. He was a good man in the past. Something happened to Jeff Sessions after he became Attorney General. And maybe we'll never know. Maybe someday we'll know. Right now we don't know. But something bad happened to Jeff Sessions, causing him to be unable to do the right thing. He's not able to defend our president, or more importantly, not the president, to defend equal application of the law, to defend freedom of information and transparency. That's his job. The documents that Steve Scalise and Devin Nunes and Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and all these great congressmen want, they have the power and the obligation of oversight over the agencies that they, the Congress, created. Each and every department in the government was created by an act of Congress. And the budgets of each and every agency authorized only by the Congress. They don't create their own budgets. They don't get a dime unless Congress, the people's body, authorizes that spending. And the power of oversight belongs in Congress to keep in check out of control, unelected, pompous, would-be dictators like Rodney the Rat Rodenstein and Robert, what are we calling him? No, Beria Bob Mueller, after Lavrenti Beria of Joe Stalin fame. Now, Donald Trump, we talked about it. He talked about how bad the Iran deal was. Now, it's staying in the foreign policy area. He's got great things going on, as we are led to understand, in North Korea. Here's what he had to say today about what's going on in North Korea. And people saying, you ought to have the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's what he had to say. I love it.
We're going to announce that in 3 days. Within 3 days. We're just working arrangements. But we'll spend
the
day. It will not be there.
No. You deserve the Nobel Prize, do you think?
Everyone thinks so, but I wouldn't have to say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world, not for even here. I want victory for the world, because that's what we're talking about. So that's the only prize I want.
Can something still scuttle this meeting?
Everything can be scuttled. Everything can be scuttled. Doesn't mean a lot of things can happen. A lot of good things can happen. A lot of bad things can happen. I believe that we have, both sides want to negotiate a deal. I think it's going to be a very successful deal. I think we have a really good shot at making it successful. But lots of things can happen. And, of course, you'll be the first to know about it if it does. But I think we have a really good chance to make a great deal for the world.
There he goes. And that was the end of that. So, and he did say there, I don't know whether you heard it, that the meeting would not be, with Donald Trump, would not be in the demilitarized zone, the DMZ. So I don't know where it will be. It have to be somewhere in South Korea then, or in North Korea. Maybe in South Korea, because Kim Jong-un did come to Seoul. And so, you know, this could happen again. And there you go. And, of course, he does deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, but I like his approach. And also like the way he looks. I mentioned his appearance on the campaign trail in the primaries, that he doesn't look as if he's aged. Well, you know what? Looking at him now in a really sharp black and white striped tie and a charcoal gray suit, his hair looks better. His complexion looks better. He looks more refreshed. You know, that primary campaign was grueling that he was in. I think he's getting a little bit more sleep. He looks a little bit better. Actually, now, after a year and plus in the White House. So that's a very important thing, bearing out the medical report of Admiral Jackson, that this man, he said he is genetically blessed. He said some people have this, and they have an incredible store of health. So that's what we've got here. We got George in Texas holding. We'll get to you, George, right after we ring the Liberty Bell here in a break.
Still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks, and we've got George in Texas on the line. George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, the thing is, ever since Trump pulled out of the Iran deal, I think President ought to, you know, if he wants to build, wants the embassy moved to Jerusalem and wants, you know, certain things for the United States, I think you ought to tell Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, if you're going to go throw missiles and hit Russians and Syrians and Iranians, if you get attacked back, we're not going to defend you, because I really see these attacks being unprovoked. Because I really think Benjamin Netanyahu's in big trouble because of corruption charges. And every time something pops up like this, he does something like that. The wag the dog.
Well, that's a common play. Or ploy, also, of professional politicians. Yes, they do like to manufacture a crisis to distract attention from their own problems. So that's a plausible thing. George, let me give you another encouraging story here. You know, in the effort to smear Donald Trump, one of the things they've done, of course, this unbelievable police state break-in of his personal attorney, Michael Cohen's office, apartment, and hotel. And one of the things that they're now leaking, you know, information from, you know, this stuff that they've, his personal, private information of the attorney of the President of the United States. Folks, when the Ministry of Truth, when the police state has this kind of power, you and I, we're just bugs that can be squished. This is the President's personal attorney. Have they no shame? No, they don't. So one of the things they leaked was that Michael Cohen had received he'd been paid by the drug company Novartis $1 million at the rate of $100,000 a month. And the idea was political influence was sold. Oh, this dirties up Donald Trump. Well, Turns out it's the exact opposite. Here's the story. This is how Breitbart reports it. The notion that payments to his personal lawyer might implicate President Donald Trump in wrongdoing was dealt a blow Wednesday by drug giant Novartis's admission that it received nothing for the more than $1 million it paid to Michael Cohen. Now, by the way, Michael Cohen is, you know, he's his own. He's a high-priced, big-time attorney. He doesn't just work for Donald Trump. Novartis said that it had signed a one-year contract with Cohen's company, Essential Consultants, for $100,000 per month in February of 2017, shortly after Trump was inaugurated as president. Novartis said it believed Cohen could advise the company as to how the Trump administration might approach certain U.S. healthcare policy matters, including the Affordable Care Act. But just a month after signing the deal, Novartis executives had their first meeting with Cohen, and afterward, quote, this is their release, determined that Michael Cohen would be unable to provide the services that Novartis had anticipated. As the contract, Novartis said, could only be terminated for cause, payments continued to be made until the contract expired by its own terms in February of 2018. But I love Breitbart's commentary. It says, as Breitbart observed Wednesday, instead of being a case of a corrupt quid pro quo, this appears to be a case of quid pro no. That is, the companies alleged to have made payments to Cohen do not appear to have bought favor policies from the administration. They do not even appear to have received information about how the Trump administration is thinking, how it's thinking on policy matters. So I like this. It's not quid pro quo. It's quid pro no. In other words, Donald Trump is quite uncorruptible. They're not able to buy anything from Donald Trump. He's the exact opposite of Hillary Clinton. When she gets her quid pro quo, she gets $145 million put into her personal account, which is the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. That's the actual name of the thing. In exchange for, what was the quid for the quo? 20% of our uranium production. And as Jeanine Pirro pointed out in her show this last Saturday, and boy, is Jeanine Pirro right on target. The reason that this corrupt deep state in the FBI and the Justice Department did not investigate, they did not even investigate Hillary Clinton. They didn't put her under oath. They gave immunity to all of the people around her. They allowed her, with no punishment, to destroy, how many emails was it? 50,000? 30,000. To smash her phones with hammers, to bleach bit and erase and delete the files in her computers, to remove the SIM cards from her phones before handing them in after smashing them with a hammer. All of this done with utter impunity. The reason that they are hiding so desperately, that Mueller and Rodenstein, they were all implicated. Mueller was the head of the FBI when the transfer of our uranium to Russia was approved by Hillary, pushed through by Hillary. Rodenstein was also on highly placed in the Justice Department when he authorized this transfer of our uranium. These people need to go to Sing Sing, to Joliet, to Florence prison. They need to go to a serious federal imprisonment for long periods for treason against our country. And that's why they are creating all of this smoke. And they want to keep the smoke going until 2018, when their desperate hope is that they will win enough seats in either the Senate or the House to take one of the two branches of Congress, and thereby start an impeachment proceeding against Donald Trump, so that the prosecution, the rightful prosecution of Rodenstein and Mueller and all the rest of them will be stopped. That's their hope, that will be stopped. And they have the desperation of men on the run who have committed serious felonies against the United States. That transfer of our uranium to Russia, that's the Russian corruption. That's the Russia story. And that still, none of those people have been touched on this issue. However, because of guys like Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise and Mark Meadows and Devin Nunes, the dogs are on Hillary's trail, and they are going to track her down. And they're going to track down Rodenstein. What's his face? Jeff Sessions has to be gotten out of the way. He's got to resign. As big names like Joe DiGenova has said on national TV, he's either got to be fired or he's got to resign or be impeached. But Jeff Sessions has to go. He's a log jam right now, and that may be the thing. If they've got a 5-minute video in a motel room of Jeff Sessions, part of the blackmail could be this: if you act against us, we're going to release your whatever we got on you. We're going to release it. But also, if you quit the job because you're the logjam, we want you in there. We want you as the Attorney General doing nothing, keeping the cover up going. So the blackmail on Jeff Sessions may be this: do not investigate us, or we will release your whatever we have on you. Do not resign. If you do that, which would allow a patriotic and not blackmailed AG to be installed, if you quit, we'll release your video. So that's the only explanation I can come up with on Jeff Sessions, who has suffered a 180-degree personality transformation from the great man that he appeared to be in the primaries and on the campaign trail to the unbelievable, spineless, that was Jeanine Pirro's word, spineless person that he appears to be today. He's acting like a person being blackmailed. So I think that's what's happening. George, give us another thought.
Just another thing, too. Last week, it's just, you know, political correctness done a very serious blow to one of our great institutions. That's like the Boy Scouts of America removing the name boy. When I went to my son's meeting, I asked the scout leadership, I said, what do you feel about this? I said, oh, they changed it from the top. I said, he didn't tell you? I said, they asked, and I said, they gave us a questionnaire a few months ago. I said, do you know the results of the questionnaire? Well, they never told the leadership or nobody what the results of that questionnaire is about Boy Scouts allowing women in. And I would like to know, because nobody likes this. You know, this inclusiveness, because personally, I think if you want to be in the Boy Scouts, that's because you want to elevate your moral character and better yourself. You don't want to drag it down to a...
George, I've got a good story for you. Had you heard this? Here's the story. The Mormon Church has severed their ties with the Boy Scouts of America. Nice. And I'll tell you, I'm reading this for the very first time. Here's the story, and I'm reading this. I'll tell you why, George, it means a lot to me. When I was a boy, I was a Boy Scout, and it was maybe the best thing I did as a young man. It got me to do some things with myself that were very good, and it does. The Boy Scouts have done this traditionally. They've made millions of boys into men, or improved, you know, their characters. I went all the way through to Eagle Scout. I went above that to Order of the Arrow. I went above that to being senior patrol leader in the most successful Boy Scout troop in the world, Troop 223 in Pacific Palisades, California, which has over 700 Eagles to its credit. An amazing Boy Scout troop headed by one man for half a century. And I still believe, I'm not going to name him, I still believe he's the head of the troop, as he was back when I was... You know, when I was, how old was I then? You know, 13, 14? But the Boy Scouts meant a whole lot to me. Here's the story. The Mormon Church announced on May 8th, that's yesterday, that it will dissociate itself from the Boy Scouts of America. Whew, nice! In order to focus on its own youth group. This goes right to what you're saying, George. And I hadn't heard this. I didn't know it. Thank you for informing me. This exodus comes in the wake of the Boy Scouts of America decision to drop boy from its name. You got to be kidding me.
You know, boy, the thing is, too, on the national leadership and even on the state and some of the regional leadership in Texas, I'm looking at it, and guess what? These people on these boards of directors or trustees, none of them ever served in the Scouts. They were offered this position to sort of like a notch in their belt as a certificate on their wall, but really they never served. Never paid their dues. And we need people that were in the Scouts on these boards.
Yeah, well, now listen to this. In 2015, the Boy Scouts of America decided to allow gay troop leaders. In 2017, they opened their membership to girls as well. Either of these decisions may have come into direct conflict with the traditionally conservative views of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. In an official press release, the church announced its intent to focus its efforts on a worldwide initiative for children and youth that their leadership has been preparing for years. And so, effective December 31st, 2019, the Mormon Church will conclude, as in end, its relationship as a chartered organization with all scouting programs around the world. That is a big story. Now, let's see some other churches do this. Let's see the church that sponsored Troop 223, my troop, of which I was the senior patrol leader, which means the patrol leader of the senior patrol that's over all the other patrols. And boy, do we have a lot of patrols. At one point, we had 200 scouts in 223. But our church was the Episcopal Church there in the Pacific Palisades. And other churches, of course, are very commonly sponsor Boy Scout troops. The Lutherans sponsored troops in my area. Presbyterians sponsored troops. And the every church has got sponsorship of troops. Here in North Dakota, I notice that Boy Scout troops are sponsored by the many Lutheran churches up here. I'd like to see church members say, we're not going. We're done with that. We'll have our own youth group. And let's see. Get this. I did not know this about the Boy Scouts. This move of the Mormon Church severing its ties with Boy Scouts of America, which are now, what are they going to call themselves now? Scouts of America? I don't know. This move could have major ramifications for the Boy Scouts of America. Until now, Mormons have made up about 19% of the Boy Scouts membership. I did not know that. That's a much greater percentage, a proportion membership than their numbers in the population. I think the Mormons in the American population, I'm just guessing. I shouldn't say because it's an uninformed statement.
You know,
I won't say. Yeah, well, but the Mormons are not 19% of the population. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is, my son, he's very upset about the move, and you know, he wants to do something. You know what I told him? I said, I will tape it. I said, you get in your uniform and you speak your mind. I said, I'll put it on YouTube. I said, I bet you'll go viral. I said, I bet you get more scouts, even old-time scouting people getting on YouTube or any other video platform, you know, showing their dismay and their displeasure at the scouting organization, you know, get some kind of backlash going. We might be able to reverse some of this stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly,
Say to national leadership, we pay dues. We expect you to represent us, not you cave in every time.
We can do what Donald Trump did. We can do what Donald Trump did within the Republican Party. We can take it back. So those of us, you know, the millions of us, scouts out there, and once you're a scout, you're always a scout. The millions of us Boy Scouts out here in the world, we can take the Boy Scouts of America back. We can form our own. You know, everything about the Boy Scouts is private. It's a private organization. So there's no reason, just to people within the Catholic Church. Mel Gibson, for instance, founded a Catholic church in his home there in Malibu that he financed that practices traditional Catholicism. So he took back his own church. Well, we could take back the Boy Scouts. Why not? And let these idiots go off on their own with whatever they want to call it, and we'll reestablish, we'll make the Boy Scouts of America great again.
Well, you know, the other thing, the leadership,
George, we're taking a break. We'll be right back, folks.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a heck of a story here. The Mormon Church has severed its ties with the Boy Scouts of America out of their disgust with the destruction of the Boy Scouts of America from the top, leadership of the Boy Scouts of America betraying everything about the history of the Boy Scouts that all of us millions of Scouts are so attached to. But it's a big deal. I did not know this. You know, this is the way the radio show goes. I learned so much on the show myself that I didn't know. I learned it right in the middle of the show while we're talking. I looked up the population of Mormons in the United States. Now, I'm not a Mormon, but I did find out through my study of genealogy that my fourth great uncle that is the son of my fifth great grandfather, was Brigham Young, and he's Mr. Mormon. He's the man, Brigham Young. His sister, his older sister Rhoda, is my fourth great grandmother. She's 12 years older than her little brother Brigham. So undoubtedly, she helped out Mrs. Young changing the diapers of her little brother. So when Brigham was 1 year old in diapers, she would have been 13. That would be a natural, wouldn't it, to help mom out at that age. So my grandmother was changing Brigham Young's diapers and feeding him and, you know, caring for him. And she followed him to Salt Lake City as a Mormon. My grandmother, my fourth great grandmother. So this is all very interesting to me and close to me. Get this. I looked it up. The Mormons in America number about 6 million right now. In 1971, there were 3 million Mormons. In 2017, 6 million Mormons in America, which is 2% of our population. 2% of us are Mormons. But 19% of the Boy Scouts are Mormons. That's more than 9 times overrepresentation in the Boy Scouts. And that shows you something about the Boy Scouts. It was such a wholesome organization. It was so uplifting, so spiritually and physically strengthening. It's a great idea, the Boy Scouts. And all of us who participated, you know, in all those camps and all that character building, we really appreciate it. But the Mormon Church obviously very much appreciates it. 9 times overrepresentation, and now they're getting out. I love it. That's a phenomenon of the Trump era. That's part of the Trump phenomenon. We'll talk more about it tomorrow night. See you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.